pay. So what has changed, and is the pandemic the cause of all of this? Well, Caroline Robbins is the chair of the GP committee of the Irish Dental Association. She's also the owner of Kiwi Dental in Carlow. She's on the line. Hello, Caroline.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very good, and thank you for coming on. Is this true? You won't accept medical cards?
Personally, from our point of view, no, we still accept medical cards. We accept our current medical cards, patients that we've looked after. We are not in a position to accept any new medical cards. We've had a lot of practices in the town who would have resigned from the scheme, but we're not in a position to be taking any more on. We're certainly not asking patients to pay for their treatment. I don't know if that's necessarily a true factor, but we are, you know, we look after the ones we have, but we're just not in a position to take on anyone new.
Sure, but you're not running a charity either. So
No.
It says there's a statement here from Dr. Anne O'Neill, who is the, I think, the outgoing president of your association, who says, what we need to see now is action, because up to this point, dentists have lost faith in the ability of the Department of Health to listen to our profession and to bring about real and substantive change for the good of patients. What's that mean?
Well, basically, in the last year, in the last year alone, since 2020, 250 more dentists have resigned from the scheme. The scheme, there are two issues. The scheme is fundamentally flawed. It does not provide any remote level of service to the patients that need it. Effectively, from 2010, it was changed dramatically overnight to a service that really provides emergency care only. So once upon a time, I was able to look after my patients' needs. I could clean their teeth. I could provide all their fillings. I could provide a basic level of care, which they deserve. Now, since 2010, I'm only allowed to give them two fillings a year. I can pull as many teeth out as I like. I'm not even allowed to clean their teeth. You know, I can't even put a temporary filling in. If a patient has more than two holes, I've got to become judge and jury over which ones are most necessary and then tell the patient, unfortunately, okay, either if they wanted the extras done, that will be a private fee because there is no payment from the HSC for extra, or we wait until next year and we do two more. So, you know, it's really failing the patient. It's almost draconian. I mean, I just don't know where in today's level of, you know, dental service that we can provide, where, you know, extracting, pulling teeth out is what is considered the thing that we should be doing. It's really mean-spirited.
So in actual fact, what you're saying is the HSV have kind of capped you out, is that it?
Completely. Yeah. Like, we're so constrained to, I mean, I'm told what materials I'm allowed to use. So on the one hand, the HSC says in my contract that I must treat my medical card patients as I treat my private patients, which goes without saying. But yet when I sit them in the chair, I'm not allowed to offer them what I can offer my private patient. So, it's a vicious cycle, and it's grossly unfair for the patients that we're trying to look after. I mean, in this day and age, we should be able to, you know, it's about prevention and retention of teeth. It shouldn't be about pulling teeth out. I mean, we want something that is far better for the patients. And I suppose, you know, dentists have just, and the other factor, I know people talk about money, and it is, you know, since 2010, it has been a loss maker, but dentists weren't walking away. But since COVID, you know, costs have increased greatly in the practice. The time that I have to set aside for an appointment has increased. So now it's completely cost prohibitive. You know, if I was a practice that relied solely on medical card, I probably wouldn't have my doors open, if I was brutally honest.
By the sounds of it, it would make absolutely no sense. What engagement do you have as an organisation with the government at the moment to try and make something happen?
What engagement? We've been trying since 2010 to sit down with them. We have spoken at length. You know, we made a representation at the Europtis committee hearing recently. Look, we've talked and we've talked and we've asked to sit down numerous times. I mean, we've asked and we've asked and we've probably pleaded, and we really want to get something going for these patients, but they just seem to show complete disinterest in the system. It's like they say yes and then nothing happens. I mean, to be honest, if something happened at this point, I'd probably even be more surprised than if something didn't.
Right. It's a story I've heard plenty of times, Caroline. I'm sorry. It's a hard one to get a straight answer to, particularly from government. But look, thanks for coming on and explaining it to us. I presume you're the Kiwi in Kiwi Dental.
I am the Kiwi.
No, there. I didn't take it. I'm not a dodo, but I worked that one out myself. But, all right. It's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for coming on. All right.
No problem at all.
And thanks to all of you for listening this morning. Thanks to Maria, produced Chris on the desk. This is David Harvey. Have a great trouble.